Motorcycles powered by rechargeable batteries have been buzzing around for years, but they've only captured a small part of the U.S. market. This week, the iconic name in American motorcycles, Harley-Davidson, rolled out its electric prototype at events in New York City and in Harley's corporate hometown of Milwaukee. Chuck Quernbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
This is the gasoline-fueled sound that many Harley riders covet and even add loud exhaust pipes to amp it up. Now, here's what some Harley designers and engineers have been working on for the last 4 years. It's Harley's prototype electric motorcycle, a sportier-looking model called Livewire. Ben Lund is a leader of the project. He says he hopes the bike shows off Harley's technology skills and begins to reach out to a younger, more urban potential customer base.
People in an urban environment have different needs and different requirements. You know, they're not riding, you know, 1,000 miles across the country, right? They're maybe, you know, running around to the grocery store, or they have a short commute.
Electric motorcycles are better suited to shorter trips because their batteries have to be recharged. But Harley is counting on the Livewire to generate excitement.
There it is, baby!
Marketing officer Mark Hans-Richer introduced the bike before a few hundred people outside Milwaukee's Harley-Davidson Museum.
Come on in. Give it up, Ben. Let's hear it. It's like an electric guitar.
Some in the crowd cheered and took pictures, but others were not getting a charge out of Livewire. John Bozar and Randy Jones arrived on their twin-engine Harleys.
Too quiet.
Yeah, too quiet.
Jones also mentioned another shortcoming.
I like a bigger motorcycle and more of a touring bike.
While Bozar pointed out the electric bike's slow charge.
They're going to have to charge in a hurry. If they could charge as fast as you could pump gas, then I'll think about it. Up till then, no thank you.
Livewire can typically go about 50 miles before it needs to be plugged in for a few hours. Ken Condon of Motorcycle Consumer News says he welcomes Harley's potential entry into the electric motorcycle market. But he says the risk is in alienating more traditional customers.
They tend to really identify very strongly with the look and feel and sound of the V-twin engine. So how they're actually going to market this successfully within their customer base, that would be something that I think would be a very big challenge.
But as the first of about 150 Milwaukee test riders of the electric motorcycles ended their 15-minute jaunt, there was indication that Harley-Davidson may be onto something, at least with younger riders. Jerry Morosik of Fitchburg, Wisconsin, says he loves the acceleration of Livewire.
It just has so much more instant power than almost any other motorcycle that I've owned, which is smile-inducing, or grin-inducing, actually.
Harley-Davidson plans to take its prototype electric motorcycle to more than 30 cities over the next few months, and sometime after that, decide whether to put Livewire on the market. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.